The Florida House of Representatives spent last week wrestling with key education proposals. Robin Sussingham of State Impact Florida caught up with Kristen Clark, an education reporter for the Miami Herald in Tallahassee. During a break between meetings inside the state capitol, Clark explained the most hotly debated bills. They're ones that give students more school choice by doing away with zoning and by allowing athletes to transfer schools without having to wait to play.
The common theme between the two pieces of legislation in both the House and the Senate is this open enrollment idea where you could theoretically transfer your child to any school in the state that you wanted, so long as that school has an opening for your child. The Senate version of the bill has much more components to it in that it deals more broadly and more comprehensively with high school athletics. This bill would, in the minds of some athletic directors and coaches, potentially open the door for free agency of high school athletes.
One of the specific bills the legislature and school superintendents are clashing over is a bill that would set limits on what they spend for construction. And especially galling to the superintendent seems to be a requirement that some of the local tax money go to charter schools for their construction. So what's happening with that?
That's an idea from Miami Republican Representative Eric Frezen, who controls the Education Budget Committee here in the House. And it's something that he's developed over the years looking into the data, and he says he's found, you know, egregious examples of school districts just overspending on school projects or additions or maintenance and things like that. And so he wants to kind of reform this. And the problem with that legislation and in a lot of lawmakers' minds is there's, like you said, this charter school component. And part of that revamp would require districts to give some of their local tax dollars to charter schools, something that they aren't accounting for now and haven't planned to account for. And so it's kind of a very passionate flashpoint in this debate of charter schools versus traditional schools.
The controversial Best and Brightest program that provides bonuses of up to $10,000 for teachers that did well on the SAT. Can you tell me a little bit about that one?
Again, that's Miami Republican Eric Frezen, who has spearheaded that this year. Frezen says, you know, it's kind of common sense that a smart person might be good at teaching. And as well, he says this is a good retention and recruitment tool to ensure that smart teachers enter the profession and kind of influence the next generation of children. So he's really advocating for this. This is one of his top priorities. And the House obviously backs him on that. But in the Senate, there's a lot of questions because this was never vetted in that chamber last year. And so they're kind of taking their time. I mean, they endorse the idea of rewarding teachers for good work. But again, the question of are SAT, ACT scores an indicator of a good teacher is what they question. And so they haven't even funded in their proposed budget any dollars to continue this program.
The issue of recess really galvanized parents in the state this year, and a bill requiring 100 minutes per week of free time, that is going nowhere in the Senate so far. What are you hearing about that?
That's one, obviously, that parents are absolutely just impassioned about. And it really is one of those kind of examples of legislation coming from the people. This wasn't something that lawmakers thought of. This was something that constituents went to their lawmakers about and said, you need to do something about it. So it's one of those kind of prime examples of just basic democracy, frankly. But you know, we had some parents up here recently, and they were imploring the Senate to take it up. And right now the bill is stalled in Senator Legg's committee. He says this is a local issue. We can't really mandate something for all districts to follow. And so he is kind of opposed to this sort of statewide mandate to require it. And so he's not going to hear the bill. And he says he's not going to change his mind on that either. It's, as you said, in the House, I mean, it's a slam dunk. It's a no-brainer. I mean, it's got such overwhelming bipartisan support. The holdup really is in the Senate, and Senate President Andy Gardner is not one to intervene and tell his committee chairs what to hear and what not to hear. Senator Legg, this is his prerogative. This is his power as a committee chairman to decide whether to hear this bill, and he's saying no. So that effectively kills the bill this year, and lawmakers, if they really want it, will have to come back in 2017 to take it up.
That's the Miami Herald's Kristen Clark speaking with Robin Sussingham of State Impact Florida here on WUSF. And if you want to find out more about education issues, stop by WUSFnews.org.